Hilaire's going to quit washing dishes. He hurt his back washing dishes. I heard she told on you.
I heard it from her soul.
Oh, okay. Oh, and he's trying. Okay. No, you keep it up. That's good. Amen. It is going to be back in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Got your Bibles turned with me. John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10. Thank God for this good singing. Thank God we got a lot more coming. Best is yet to come. A lot to gain. Amen. Me to live is Christ. We don't have to feel sorry for those that have gone on before us, because to die is gain. If you live for Christ, it's far better, and it's gain. Well, there's been 5 months since the sweetheart left. It'll be tomorrow actually the day of the week, but today's the day of the month, 23rd. And I keep ringing, keeps ringing in my heart what she told me. You believe what you've been preaching. I'm glad she told me that. I'm glad she told me also, you've been preparing me. I've been listening to you preach 40-something years. Said, you've been preparing me for this day.
Amen.
And if I'd helped prepare her, it ought to prepare me to go on, hadn't it?
Yes.
Amen. And for you to go on. And that's what I want to do. Yes. By the grace of God, what I'm planning to do. Go on with God. I want to read 2 verses of scripture out of John 10. A lot of times I've preached on this passage before, but mostly on the door and the shepherd. But verse number 10 and 11 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I'm come. This is Jesus, that they might have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Hey. I'm the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. His life for our life. You think about that. But I want you to notice, read this a little different. The thief coming not to steal and to kill and destroy. A death. Destruction. Jesus said, I'm come that they might have life. And he says and there and finishes out, but I'm going to read it like this. I'm come that they might have life, and I'm come that they might have it more abundantly. More. You said, how in the world can you get more than life? Well, you can. Abundant life. And first of all, God just started dealing with this verse of scripture. And I want to say this before we pray. If we needed life, something happened. The reason we needed life. And what happened was, in the garden, long time ago, God told Adam not to eat of that tree of life, a tree of knowledge of good and evil. He had a tree of life in there too. He said, you can't eat of that tree of that knowledge of good and evil, for the day that thou eatest of, thou shalt surely, what did he say? Die. Well, you know, somebody said, well, he didn't die that day. Yeah, he did. Virtually. If he did live 900, Adam did live 900 and something years. Wasn't it 900 something he lived?
Yes, sir.
930? Methuselah beat him a little, didn't he? 900 and something years he lived after that, physically. But he died spiritually that day. And that's why Jesus came. Give us that life back. I'm going to say this before we pray. If you ever thought about one of these days you're going to get it, eternal life, when you get to heaven, you won't. You're going to get it now. You keep this, hide this in your heart. You either get eternal life now, or you won't never get it. If you don't have eternal life when you die, you'll have eternal death. You go in where the worm dieth not, and where the fire is not quenched. And that got a hold of my heart this week. Oh, that's why it's so important. How are you going to get this life? I hope we can see that before this morning. And I hope you can get it if you don't have it. Would you pray with us? Our Father, I want to thank you for your precious word. We thank you for the opportunity of sharing your word this morning. Sweet Spirit, speak to our hearts this morning through us into each heart and life that's here, O God. There's a life, there's abundant life this hour's all in our Lord Jesus Christ, who is that life and light of men. Have your way now and every one of us this morning and in the midst of us. Walk amongst us, our Father. Speak to our hearts. And we'll give you praise. And I pray you to hide us behind the cross of Calvary, that Jesus may be glorified in him only. This morning, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. So the thief cometh to steal and to kill and destroy. A life outside of Christ, a life outside of this new life I'm talking about, is certainly a life that's, it really, when it's all said and done, it's useless, it's worthless, it comes to an end. That's why the Bible said our life is more than the abundance of things that a man possesseth. And that's why he said in the book of James, what is your life? He said, it's like a vapor to appear for a little while, then it vanishes away. The life in the flesh, and one thing to live in this body, but if you just have physical and mental life and physically on you, that life will come to an end. But reason Jesus said, I'm come that you'd have life is because he knew that we must have life breathed in us in life. Just as God breathed in Adam and Eve, they became a living soul in the beginning when he created them from the dust of the earth. Then listen, but Adam sinned and Adam sold us out and we lost in him. We sinned in him. Nobody said, well, I wasn't there. We did done the same thing we did in him. We're in his lungs and therefore we was guilty, just as guilty as he was, because we was born with that old Adamic nature. But why do we need life? It's because death has entered and death came that day in the garden. That's why the Bible says, I was thinking about this death, and so I was thinking about how in the world so many people living apart and separated from God, away from God, and living for one thing in this world. We living in an hour when there's most people, not all, no, thank God, not all, those that have new life, listen, know where the pleasures really are. He said, you know where the pleasures are? The right hand of the Father. It's pleasures forevermore. And that's why the Bible said even, who was it, Moses? He sought to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than enjoy the what? The pleasures of sin for a season. And the Bible says that he that liveth in pleasure, well, he that's in pleasure, why should live it? You know what? He's dead. Dead while she lives in pleasure. That's what the Bible says. And therefore, that's the reason death is so prevalent and death is everywhere you see it. I see all these things I was thinking about. I'm just saying this. I was thinking about all the have those limpets are going now. Can you imagine? What? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong and all that. I'm just saying this, that what they go through in their training and all the stint that they'll go, not just weeks, but months and years of training they'll go in. Listen, and therefore when we come to this, our part of the Christian life, how little we'll do, listen, training and preparing for the work of the Lord. It's amazing what people will do for the things even in this world, for gold and metal and silvers and all these things. But listen, I'm telling you, we need to fight the good fight of faith, and we need to run the race. God's got a race before us and a course set before us, and He's got life. He said, I'm come that you can have life. We need it because the Bible said in Ephesians 2:8, you have He quickened who were dead in trespasses and what? And sins. You dead in sins, you need life. You said, I'm living. Are you really living? Do you really know what life's about? Or just existing? That's what I'm saying. You can be living, you can be alive physically, just as alive as anybody else. And as healthy and alive and as anybody else, and still be just as dead spiritually and blind to the things of God. That's why you have to have life. You have to have the life of God. John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father. You know what He said He is? In Him was life, and the light of men. He is our life. He is our light. And He is a life that you need and a life that I must have. The life of God. I'm come that you might have life. Have it. Have life. Now how? We see we need life because of death. Dead in trespasses and sins. You've quickened. It takes the quickened power of God. You can't get up out of yourself. Try to pick your own self up by your bootstrings or by you ain't going nowhere. You can't get up. You cannot get yourself out of a dead position, dead if you dead in your sins this morning. Well, one thing going to help you. God's going to have to quicken you. Spirit of God going to have to come convict you and draw you out of that position that you're in. It takes the life of God. You know one evidence? How do you get this life now? I know we could talk more and more about being dead. But I want to try to get, if there's anybody here this morning, it must be, God laying this on my heart, somebody needs to have some life. And you can get it. How do you get it? You got to be born again. Born to the water and the Spirit. You know what? You get a drink. You know what Jesus told the woman at the well? He said, if thou knewest, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that said unto thee, thou would ask of Him and He would give you something. You know what this life is? This life is not temporal life. This life is everlasting life. You know what? It's compared to the seed. Yes, it is. It had to be born again. It's compared to the seed. Being born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The Word of God's alive. It's living water. It's a living Word of God. And the seed's alive. This seed will sprout. It'll grow. It'll mature. It's a living Word that we're born of. It brings life. Word of God. How am I going to get life? Got to get born again. Born again not being baptized. Born again not joining the church. Born again is a work of the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God come to live in your heart. Glory to God. That's why He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. This river is alive, thank God. You know what John saw? I'll tell you these verses that are coming. You know what John said in Revelation? God showed him a river, a pure river, crystal clear, flowing from the throne of God. This river's pure. It's clear. It's a river of what? Life. Yes. He said, out of your belly flow rivers. What? Not dead, but live. Spiritual life flowing from your belly, flowing from the innermost being. Rivers springing up. He said to the woman at the well, if you knew the gift of God, you'd ask him. And he, you know what she said? Give it to me. Give it to me. I believe she got a drink of it. Don't you? No, she did. She couldn't help but tell it. I left that campground that night, August night of 1965. I told Carol. That's when she, that Saturday night, she kept on adding me and got me to go with her. And God knew what I needed to hear. He gave me a dream about hell. And that preacher preached that night on hell. As hot as I ever heard it. It's in 1970. No, it wasn't 1965, excuse me. 1965. Surrendered to preaching 70, about 65, Brother Benny. That man, God had that man preaching on hell. He never seen me, never knew I dreamed that I died and went to hell. But God did. But that night, I got a drink of that living water. I told her, I said, I'm not going home till I go by and tell Mom and Daddy. That's where I first went, Leroy. I told him. Got a drink of the living water. Thank God it's been alive ever since. That's why we say, you look in the scripture, it's everlasting. It's eternal. I can never drink it dry. It'll never run dry. It's an overflowing well. Glory to God, it's a flowing springs. I got springs all over my place when it's wet weather. Seriously. But I don't know about one or two of them that'll keep running, Brother Larry. When it dry, it gets dry. And you know what? It's easy a lot of times for them to run when it's raining like it is now. But when it gets dry, that's why we need to be rooted and grounded and settled and the water of life flowing from us. And then you can go water some, that water will flow through you and water somebody else. Sure will. Say, I want life. You can have it. She asked for it. Give it to me. Give me this. Give it to me, she said. She got a drink. There she went. He knew all about her. He knew exactly how many husbands she's had and all that. All that was, he washed all that away. He just, come on, get a drink. God knows all about us. He wants us to confess it. But you don't hide nothing from him. Just go ahead and tell him. That's one thing Carol taught me a long time ago. Said you might as well go ahead and tell him. He already knows it. I'll tell you something else. We might as well go ahead and confess up on everything because he knows it all. And if he wants to, he can tell somebody else if you don't confess it to them. He said, well, he won't do that. He can. He knows all things. I tell you, nothing like just coming clean with him and being clean. He said, you can have life. It's your life. You can have it. It's a life. Thank God, what a life. But you know what? He always said, you got to have that life. It comes from him through the new birth. It comes as a gift. It's everlasting. It's eternal. You find that all through the scripture. John 10, look at that. Jesus said, I give them to them eternal life and they shall never perish. He said, no man's going to pluck them out of my hand either. I'm going to tell you something. When we ever get to the fact we can rest on this, that's where that abundance comes. Abundant life. Now, what is that? That's more than enough. A full supply. If you got abundance of something, mainly the prices will come down on it. But I thank God there ain't no cost to this.
Yes.
It's abundant. Hallelujah. It'll fill you and thrill you. You know what? Let me give you one example. Oh, you ever see Peter? I believe he had life. But you know, he did have life. Hey, Christ told him, upon this confession, Peter, you made, not on Peter, but upon the rock of the confession that Jesus was the Christ. He said, I'm going to build my church. But you know what? You know Peter was different after Pentecost? He sure was. Can you imagine him denying the Lord? Well, God told him he would. Jesus said he would. Oh, Peter didn't much think it. He'd go with him anywhere. But he did the same thing, exactly what the Lord said he'd do. When that rooster crowed. When the rooster crowed. It reminded him. He remembered what the Lord told him. All he needed was just a look from the Savior. Jesus didn't have to say anything else. But you know what he went to? That day, when the Spirit of God fell on him, on the day of Pentecost, Peter got up, preached boldly. Thousands of them. Listen, I forgot how many I was even saved. 2,000 or 3,000 one. He preached Christ. What a wonderful thing. So I want to ask you this morning, first of all, do you have life? You need life because you're naturally not born with it. Neither was I. I was born with the nature of the old Adam. I was born with the death sentence on me. Get a hold of this. He that have not Christ is was condemned all what? Ready. He's already condemned. You said, I'm going to wait and see how everything turns out. No, you're done condemned. He that believeth not that I am he shall die in your sins. If we don't believe that Christ is the Son of God and we haven't come to him but our faith and trust and confidence in him, then we're condemned already because we've got the sentence of death on us. But come to Christ. He is alive. He came to this world that by one man's sin, disobedience, and one man's sin, many are, listen, are dead. But he said that Jesus came by the obedience of one, many are made righteous. We get that life of Christ in us through the new birth. He came to Calvary. It's him, in him's our life. That's the only place it is. But he wants to give it to you more abundantly. Not only did he come to give us life, but he came to give it to us abundantly. You can enjoy this life he's given you. You know what? You say, well, you got need to go up to the crazy house. Well, I might. But you know what's hit me? Since Carol's been gone? When I get to feeling sad, Holy Ghost says, oh, you can sit with her in heavenly places if you want to.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's what he's saying. Well, where's he at? Where's your loved ones at? Going to be with the Lord? I have to tell myself, well, glory to God, then I can rejoice too. Huh? Because I'm sitting together in heavenly places, and I got that life, same revelation, eternal life that she had and those loved ones that you've gone from you have had. I'm sitting together. I'm there with them, glory to God, in Christ Jesus. I'm worshiping with them. Listen, we worshiping here, they worshiping there. And then what that does to me? I don't work for a laugh. I don't work for it. I work from it. And that life becomes abundant life. Yes. Hey. You know what makes it more abundant? When I think about the best is yet to come. Yes. Whew. Glory to God. You know what? I'm looking forward to it. I talked to an old saint yesterday. She's 90-something. I said, maybe you'll make it 100. She said, I don't know about that. I hope the Lord just comes and gets me 40, and I don't think I want to stay around that long. That's what she said. You want some abundant life? He got it for you. He said, for us not to be drunk with wine, we're incessant, but be filled with the Spirit. He said, if we walk in the Spirit, we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We no match to the flesh. The only way we're going to overcome it is through being filled with the Spirit, with the Spirit of God. We can have abundant life. We can enjoy this life to its fullness through Christ. He give it to you. It's everlasting. Thank God it is. We can have it now. Amen.
Yes.
It's a gift. It's for me now to enjoy this life. I'm come that you might have life. I'm come that you might have abundant life. Enjoy it. Thrill about it. Hallelujah. So I'm asking the question, just two questions. Do you have life? That's the main thing. And if you have life, do you have it abundantly? Or you filled with the Spirit of God? Did you know, from what the Scripture says, they thought that they were so, on day of Pentecost, they were so full of God. You know what the Bible says? These are not drunk, as you suppose. Sometimes I still walk like I'm wobbling a little. But you know what? I'm not drunk. But you know what I would like to do? I'd like to get drunk on the Spirit. They were so full. Hey, it's wonderful to have the right spirit in you. Did you know when this, you go back, and we still have some of it today. And you go back and the test in Jesus' day, in the disciples' day, did you know when an evil spirit got in them? Some of them. Do you realize what they could do? One of them jumped out on about 7 of them, didn't he, one time? They took off, ripped them up, clothes and all. But you're amazing what a person do with evil spirit in them. That's why you see so many things happening today. You believe that? Well, got some good news for us Christians. How'd Samson do what he did? The Spirit of God was on him. I'm not saying that he's going to give us that kind of strength. He could if he wanted to. But I'm saying if he's in us and filling us, and we got that abundant life flowing through us, you'd be amazed what you can do for God. Sure will. Abundant life. Thrilled. Excited. Full of joy. That's where your strength is, the joy of the Lord. And he'll fill you and thrill you and excite you about the things of God. You can be abundant life. Sure, we're going to shed tears and shed some more over those lost loved ones. But you know what? Don't mean we can't have joy. It's unspeakable and full of glory. Don't mean we can't have peace that passeth all understanding. We can have it. It's ours. It's abundant joy. Abundant. You ever had some young kids? Yeah, see how much you've heard the old saying, look how full of life they are. Try to stay up with them. Try to catch one of them. That's why we, as adults, we got to have authority in our voice to say, stop, come here. Full of life. And you know what young people are looking for today? Some life. Somebody's got some life. You ought to be living, I say us, all of us, ought to be living so close to God and so full of His life, so full of His joy. Young people look at it and say, my, I wish I had some of that. You know what they, you know why it's sad? You know why y'all young people's going off and getting on drugs? They're hunting for a high, hunting for a kick. But if you ever drank of this water I'm talking about, don't need that. You can wake up. Went to bed Friday night. Said, I'm going to bed early tonight. Went to bed at 9:30. And that's early for me. 4:30. Wide awake. Well, I can sleep this morning. Got up. On Saturday morning. 4:30. But the Holy Ghost wanted to talk to me too, so it must have been reading woke me up. But you know what? I'm glad for life. Amen. You know, sometimes we lose that one next to us, closest, which was really our life. Tell you something. You don't never know what effect people's had on other people's lives and what still are. I went to the cow sale week or the Tuesday after Carol passed away and took some calves off. I didn't know it. One of my brothers told me. Yes, he said, you know, said a man told me. I'm calling no names. Said a man told me, he said, when you saw you by yourself, he said it like to got him. You know why? I probably hadn't carried even any cows off. Unless it's when Rachel was in Birmingham. Gonna never forget the week after Dwight passed away. You know what I was doing? Me and her carried some cows off. She used to go to Captain Willis, but she hadn't done that lately, but I'd go always go by the house and pick her up. But you know what it did? It spoke to a man's heart. I said, well, it did get me all the way to Graceville. I look over in the seat. Now, I know the Lord was riding with me, but I've been used to her riding. But the Holy Ghost had to give me strength, and He did. But you know what? It spoke to someone else's heart. Be close to your mate. People knows it. They realize it. But you know what I got to do now? Same thing some of you's got to do. I got to be strong. Can't lay down. I can't quit. What if I'd have folded my hands and said, I'm not preaching no more? I'm going to just sit down and quit. Now, what kind of testimony that'd be? You think I'd believe what I've been preaching? You know how I'm going to testify to the world I believe what I've been preaching? This joyful, abundant life that we can have in Christ. And I don't care if the devil tells you you'll never have another happy day. He's told me that. He's a liar. And not only a liar, but he's a father of it. You can enjoy life. No matter what. We sung a song a while ago. No matter how dark the night is, there's light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So really, as much as I might have said and thought Carol was my life, she really wasn't. My life's the same life that was her life that made us one in the Lord Jesus. Well, see, I got saved 3 years later we got married. It was a whole different ball game, man. Whole different court. Whole different outlook. Because I had life. Then I found that abundant life. I'll forget one Sunday night I'd been preaching probably a year. I had to preach Sunday night when I was getting my 6 months, I guess I've been preaching probably before I was ordained. Get my license. They was going to give me a license. I had to preach at the First Baptist Church. That's where I was. And Brother Donnie went in that room that evening. Got before God. Somebody come in there. God filled me with His sweet spirit. Oh yeah, I've needed filling since. But He filled me. I sensed it that night. If you'd have been there, you could have told it. God was there. Several went to the altar. God was working. But I want to thank God. But Patrick, not for only life, for abundant life. Joy for life. And I hope and pray that you won't leave here today. You never experienced this life that you'll experience it. Hallelujah. Thank God it's eternal. Ain't not a day less of it now than it was in 1965. Still the same life. Got just as many more days left. It's not going to start when I die, when I wake up on the other side. It started then when He breathed into my heart. Hallelujah. Breathed. You know, he went in that upper room with the doors being shut. All He got to do to breathe on you and speak the word. He'll quicken you with His spirit and His power. You can have life. You can drink from a fountain you've never drunk from. You can be filled with love and joy and peace like never before. Oh, hallelujah. I don't find no place to quit this morning, but I'm going to have to quit. Hallelujah. Thank God for life. Oh, glory to God. I don't care what the world tells you and the devil tells you and all the devil's crowd. They ain't having a time like you having. If you know life, you got life. And got abundant life. You got life this morning. If you don't have life, God wants to give you life. If you got life and don't have it, listen, abundantly, He'll give it to you abundantly. Glory to God. You can really, really enjoy it. What are you doing? I'm feeling over here. Somebody's gone. Somebody's gone on this side when I lay down. But He's always there, Miss Joan. He's always there. Sure is. He won't ever leave you. He won't ever forsake you. Go with Him to the end. You're going through a valley just like I'm going through a dark valley, but God let us go through them. He wants to comfort you in it, that you can help comfort somebody else. And He'll give you life. Abundant life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God told me when Dwight passed away, we'd never have another... God didn't tell me, but the devil told me, but God told me I would. The devil said you won't never have another happy day. Well, he was a liar, and I found out he was, and God was true. He told me that again, but he's still a liar. I don't know why he tells you something. He's already proved himself a liar before, but he'll come again. No. But you know what I'm glad? One day he's going to be put in a pit. Lake of fire. Well, he's going to be chained up 1,000 years before that. In the bottomless pit. Then he's going to get him out and loose him for a little while. Then he's going back in the lake of fire. But you know where I'm glad now, Brother Danny? He's like a roaring lion. The fella says he don't have no teeth. And he's on a leash. He can't go but so far. You say, I don't know about it. That's the truth.
Yes.
What did God tell him about Job? You can go so far, but you can't take his life.
That's right. Yes.
And Job said, the Lord take it, and the Lord give it, and the Lord take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got life? You got abundant life? Let's stand up and sing. If you don't.